Pinna.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
This is the Totally Unauthorized Minecraft Fan Show, where we learn about Minecraft from Minecraft fans like you. Let's meet today's Minecrafters.
Hi, my name is Danielle.
Diego.
Abigail.
Carson.
Desmond.
Theo.
Finn. Tessa.
Olive.
On this show, we're exploring further than we've ever gone before. With our Minecraft fans as our guides, we're going all the way to the end. So, what is the end?
Some people think it's like the end of Minecraft.
It's somewhere in space, and if you defeat the Ender Dragon and get there, you finish the game.
Just multiple floating islands in this endless void.
The end is where Endermen live and the Ender Dragon. And the Ender Dragon, it's like, once you defeat the Ender Dragon, you like basically beat the game.
The end is basically like another dimension in Minecraft. Another world, you don't get to see it unless you work up to it.
If the end is another dimension, how do we get there?
So, this may seem like a dangerous idea, but I would go look for Endermen so I can get my Ender Pearls.
When you kill an Enderman, it sometimes drops an Ender Pearl, but not always.
I can get a sword with that enchantment that makes it more possible for more rare drops.
Looting?
Yeah, looting. I would get as high as possible, and I would go take my beautiful sword and go kill the Enderman because it's a rare occurrence that they would drop an Ender Pearl, so having the looting enchantment on my sword would make it an even better chance for me to get them quickly.
What do you do with the Ender Pearls once you find them?
I would take the Ender Pearls, craft them into Eyes of Ender.
To craft the Eyes of Ender, you also need blaze powder.
So you gotta go to the Nether, collect blaze powder from the blaze rods that the blazes drop in the Nether Fortress.
Now, you can use the Eyes of Ender to find a stronghold.
Throwing up the Eyes of Ender makes it so that it leads you to a stronghold. So it's like, okay, I'm gonna take you to the stronghold. Hold on tight.
A stronghold is a structure in the Minecraft overworld. They're usually underground.
Once you get to the stronghold, it's like a big labyrinth, but there's this one specific room that has these portal blocks, and then you gotta put 12 Eye of Enders in these little slots that they have. And then once you get all 12 of them, this magical portal appears, and once you jump in, there's no coming back to the world unless you die or beat the Ender Dragon.
We'll go through the end portal soon, but first, let's take a quiz break. This is your turn to show your Minecraft mastery. I'll give you a clue, and then you say the answer. Ready? Here we go. This kind of zombie spawns in the desert.
Husk.
If you want to dance, put this in a jukebox.
Music disc.
You craft these from flint, sticks, and feathers.
Arrows.
If you combine red dye and white dye, you get this color dye.
Pink.
You need mushrooms and a bowl to craft this.
Mushroom stew.
Baby pandas might drop one of these when they sneeze.
Slime ball.
Let's get back to our adventure. We're inside a stronghold deep underground. We've used our Eyes of Ender to activate the End Portal. And now, we're ready to step through.
You spawn on like this obsidian floating thing, and in front of you there's just like the Ender Dragon just sitting there.
Waiting for you.
It's a black dragon with gray spikes on its back and it's super scary purple eyes.
So when you get up to the surface, bam, Ender Dragon comes right after you. So you should probably wear diamond armor and have a bow on you.
With 200 health and all sorts of deadly attacks, the Ender Dragon is tough to beat. Most people remember the first time they fought the Ender Dragon.
Yeah, it was actually, I was like 6 or 7. The Ender Dragon swooped me in multiple times and knocked me off the actual island. If you fall off the island, you die. And you have to respawn, get all the loot.
It was this giant thing that I was getting really hyped up for and excited to go through with all my friends and defeat the Ender Dragon, get the egg. Once we got there and started fighting it, we didn't use our swords at all, and we just used bow and arrows to try and take its damage down. And to get rid of the beacons that are giving it health and stuff, the crystals.
Every time the Ender Dragon flies past the crystals, it gets healed. So if you want to kill the Ender Dragon, you have to destroy the crystals.
And the Ender Dragon is attacking you during that time, so it's hard.
So I did it with a bunch of people, so we had all of us going around, some people trying to distract the dragon, others going for other beacons.
Okay, the first time I fought the Ender Dragon. So I come to the end, and I see a bunch of Endermen, and without knowing, I start looking at them, and then they look at me, and then I die. And then I go back to the stronghold, which took me forever. And then I see the Ender Dragon, and I'm like, okay, this is gonna be fun. Luckily, I knew what a bow and arrow was, so I just shot it with my bow and arrow.
And when it dies, it looks super cool. Like, floats up, and tiny red parts disappear, and it explodes.
I was really proud of myself. My brother was impressed because he thought that was impossible. And I was really proud of myself. That's when I got the confidence to play more Minecraft.
You did it! You beat the Ender Dragon. What do you get for a reward?
You get tons of experience.
And then once you kill it, it explodes into all this XP and disappears. And then there's an egg left behind.
Egg! That's our pro tip of the day. The dragon egg is probably the rarest item in Minecraft. After you defeat the Ender Dragon, the egg appears. You can resummon and fight the Ender Dragon again, but there won't be another egg. The dragon egg is hard to pick up because it teleports when you try to break it. Do you know how to get it? There are actually a few ways to get the dragon egg. The easiest is to place a torch 2 blocks beneath the egg. Then you break the block between the dragon egg and the torch. When the egg falls onto the torch, it breaks into an item that you can collect. The egg never hatches into another Ender Dragon. In fact, it doesn't really do anything, but you can put it in your house as the ultimate trophy in the game. After you defeat the Ender Dragon, an exit portal appears that you can use to get back to the overworld. When you go through this portal, you see a long poem called the End Poem.
And the game was over, and the player woke up from their dream, and the player began a new dream, and the player dreamed again, dreamed better. And the player was the universe, and the player was love. You are the player. Wake up.
So is the game over? Is that really the end? It doesn't have to be.
If you're just playing Minecraft for the first time and you stumble upon it, if you're just a rookie, you're just like, oh, look, I found the end of Minecraft. Goodbye, Minecraft. I'm going to delete you now. That's just like, no, that's not it at all. Something completely different.
Defeating the Ender Dragon also creates something called the End Gateway. This gateway teleports you to the Outer Islands, a different part of the end with so much more to discover.
And occasionally you'll find this thing called an end city, which are purple cities that kind of look like a big branching tree without leaves. In the actual cities, you can find chests with loot, but you can also find this mob called the Shulker. And then some cases you can find this airship, which contain a very rare item called the Elytra, which is equipable, and then you can fly around.
How about you? Have you been to the end and fought the Ender Dragon? What did you do after you won? Now, here's a story from Charlotte and Jackson about a long journey to find a new home.
Charlotte had this world. It was called Follow the Leader. We wanted to play it, and so we went in.
And I was like, oh my God, I remember this world. I was like, hey, can we turn this to survival? And he was like, yeah, sure. I was gonna open the door to do some hunting because we were short on food. So then I hear this hissing sound and I'm like, Jackson, oh my God, there's a creeper there and we can't wait it out forever.
And we had two horses outside.
So we were going to ride them as far as we could. We were riding the horses when we stumbled upon an ice spikes biome. Then we saw the mom polar bear. Jackson was like acting all brave, like, I'm gonna fight that polar bear right now if he lays one paw on either of us.
I guess it wasn't trying to fight me. It just faced me and started running at me. Then we found another island that was separate.
Yeah,
from the
it was
ice
pretty
bus.
Hard to get with our horses.
And we thought maybe we have to leave our horses here. Since we packed beds, we started to dig holes to protect ourselves.
I was like, Jackson, I want to take a quick swim. And I went swimming and I saw a coral reef and then I freaked out because a drowned was coming after me. Drowns are basically zombies that drowned and want to kill you. So
underwater.
Yeah, so I was like, Jackson, the drone was after me, we have to leave.
We never
found a new house. We're just on the run.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
The end.
That's all for season one of the Totally Unauthorized Minecraft Fan Show. Until next season, here's a very special challenge for you. Start a new survival world and try to make it all the way to the end. It won't be fast and it won't be easy. You'll have to gather Ender Pearls, find a stronghold, and then fight the Ender Dragon. Stick with it though, and you can do it. Happy crafting!
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.